Welcome back. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. This is the first broadcast from WTLC from the historic address of 2126 North Meridian since TLC left to go downtown to the Circle when they were under the ownership of Emmis Communications. It was 20 years ago that as part of the creation of WTLC AM 1310, that a daily show was devoted to imparting information to the African-American community, which had always been a part of WTLC's tradition since its creation in January 1968. But unlike Operation Breadbasket, which was a staple on WTLC on Saturday mornings at that time, this was and the monthly morning with the mayors, particularly during the Bill Hudnut administration, the idea, one of the programs on the new WTLC AM was to take an hour every weekday to provide an opportunity not only to share information with the community, with Indianapolis's African-American community, but to give that community an opportunity to respond, to critique, to articulate their hopes, their dreams, their fears, their frustrations. And that's how the Noon Show was born on this week 20 years ago from this building. Now, granted, the building doesn't look as nice and airy with a whole lot of windows and a lot of light as it did back in the day. But we've got a couple of people on the line who were directly and semi-directly involved in those 20 years of Black Talk Radio. Wendell Ray was one of the early hosts of the Noon Show and helped to cement that tradition of Black Talk Radio on a daily basis in Indianapolis. Dane Middlebrook is the son of the legendary Willie Frank Middlebrook that carried the baton from the Noon Show and Wendell to the Bottom Line and brought, in the words of Frederick Douglass, that spirit of agitate, and pushing and prodding the African-American community to do better. Both Wendell and Dane are on our live lines. Guys, welcome.
Thank you very much, Amos, for having me.
Wendell, I'm sitting here in this building that's now the Minority Supplier Development Council. I'm in the corner where that corner second floor office that used to have a few windows that faced Meridian Street is now all glass on two sides, and it is so light and airy. It doesn't even look like the same place, except the metal posts are still in the center of the building.
I've driven by that building when I've had occasion to come back to Indianapolis. I now live in Chicago, but I can only imagine what it looks like. I remember what it used to look like when we were in there, but I have only seen it from the outside, so I'm sure it's pretty impressive from the inside.
We're going to take some pictures and put that on our website, praiseindy.com. But Wendell, let me ask you, 20 years in the things that, you know, I kind of kicked off, you ran with the ball and carried it so well, the significance of what you did in having that daily forum for this community, how important do you think it was in transforming our community from where it was in the 90s to where you think it is today?
Well, you know, just some background for people. You know it, Amos, but, you know, I came out of the old school tradition at TL, one grounded in news delivery and community service. Well, when that radio dynamic, if you will, that program type began to fade away, I had to kind of think, when I kind of stepped in your shoes, how I could try and continue that tradition by bringing information, newsmakers, and the like to our community without the traditional 4 or 5 minute newscast at the top of the hour. So what we tried to do, and what I think we did in an effective way, was bring people before our community, newsmakers, politicians, elected officials, appointed officials and such, people in the know who could inform them. And I think we were able to do that for a number of years and carried on a few tenets that I thought were important: education, legal issues, of course, are always important in our community, and health issues, which, you know, we always seem to be disproportionately affected by certain health problem. So we had the noon show that we brought those people to our community on a daily basis. We started a thing with Indiana Black Expo called Accentuate the Positive, which allowed us to highlight and uplift students who were doing the right thing. And we also, on the weekends, of course, began legally speaking and medically speaking. So I think and hope that that had some sort of lasting impact on our community, educated them in many ways, and gave them opportunities and access to people in the know, people that had been elected to represent them. And hopefully they were able to grow from that, and it has had a positive impact. Obviously, you're continuing that tradition that you started, and I was just glad to do my part. But I think the community as a whole is always going to be better when it's more informed.
Dane Middlebrook, your dad, you know, took the baton of the noon show, the baton of Wendell Ray, carried it to another level with the Bottom Line, you know, first in the evenings, then in the afternoon. What do you think his contribution and legacy was to these two decades of Black Talk Radio in Indianapolis? Dane, are you there?
Well, if he's not, Amos, I know the answer to that.
Okay.
And that is that I think, you know, when we made the transition from the noon show to the Bottom Line, what I was thinking, because I was program director at that time, what I was thinking was we needed a new voice, so we could use a new voice, at least for someone who could carry a certain perspective to continue to discuss and challenge and rattle the cage, if you will. And I think Willie did that without question. And his legacy, I think, will be one that was one that allowed people to think of things differently, and as he said, not to sit on the sidelines, but to get in the game and to become active and participate in changing your own community, not waiting for someone else to do it, but to get up and do it yourself, as he used to say. And I have a T-shirt that he had printed that says, "The Calvary ain't coming." You know, you've got to do something to affect change in your own community. And I think, by and large, that's how I'll always remember what Willie did, and I think that is going to be his legacy and a good one.
239-1310, 239-1310 this afternoon. His name is, I know Dane was en route, in transit, in Dane Middlebrook in the business, so we might have, you know how these phones get with you're in transit. Thomas Griffin, you know, who was kind of in the studio, I don't know whether he was trying to keep Willie straight or Willie was keeping straight, you know, during those Bottom Line days, is here in the Minority Supplier Council building here in 2126. This may be his first time in the building since it became, and he's stunned by how, I mean, when are we going to take pictures? And we're definitely going to put it on the website at praiseindy.com so that you can see. Like I said, the only thing there is those doggone metal posts are the only thing that remains, and the roof, and the corrugated roof, and everything else is just totally different. Thomas.
Yes, it is. You know, and it's so funny. I'm sitting here where Mamie used to sit, if you remember.
Yeah.
Because when we moved upstairs, and our receptionist was used to sit right here, and we didn't have a window. As a matter of fact, as a matter of fact, I tell you, this was not Mamie's seat. If you think about it, Amos, where the window is, because where the window is, we had a little conference room back in the day. And I remember that's when they made Roger Holloway the program director, and Jay Johnson didn't agree.
The Bottom Line, you know, we started with the noon show. Then Wendell took the baton. Then it moved to Bottom Line in a different sensibility, but it was a sensibility that all talk radio at that time, we're talking the end of the 90s, the start of the decade, the first decade of the 21st century, the impact he had, that Willie had on this community.
You know, one of the things that hurt my feelings about the whole Willie scenario is we should have had two talk shows. There should have been an Amos Brown talk show. There should have been a Willie Frank talk show. And here's what Willie brought to the community different than any other talk show, in my opinion, that we've had in the city. He was a people person. He was a in-the-hood brother that could go into the hood and relate to folks and speak for folks who have, generally speaking, never had that voice. And I think that that was a dynamic that he brought that just really nobody else has brought. Because in your particular case, you're a well-rounded, educated guy from northern Indiana. And so, you know, you bring a whole different dynamic. But what Willie brought was is that everyday common Joe kind of feel. And sometimes the common Joe's not right, but the common Joe always needs a voice.
And now we've got Dane Middlebrook back. We were talking, you know, Dane, about your dad. You know, first of all, welcome to the program.
Hey, I appreciate you.
What do you think his significance to this community will be?
The fact that he would wanted to make sure that the black community did not be complacent, just go for anything, you know. He wanted you to not only have a voice, but you know, be active on that voice. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, what his favorite saying was, you know, get off the bleachers, get in the game, you know. You know, the cavalry ain't coming, you know. It's up to us to save us. So that means that you got to make sure that you got to do what you got to do to make it happen. And as far as, you know, his being educated, yeah, he was highly educated, but he wanted to, you know, make sure his education didn't speak over the common man, you know. He wanted to, like you said, have an elementary attitude, you know. He wanted to come at you ebonically, you know, so that you'd be able to understand what you needed to do in the community to be more active.
All right, 239-1310, 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. We will take a break because in 20 years we still got to do a commercial or two. I don't know why, but we still got to do that. We're with Brother Wendell Ray. We're with Dane Middlebrook. We're with Thomas Griffin coming up in our second hour. Speaking of education, Wendell Ray, you're not going to believe this, Percy Clark is in the house. Guess where he's at, Wendell? He's at Martin University.
Oh, fantastic. Good to hear that.
And they have got a partnership with IPS. We'll also talk to the new president of Martin University. See, Dr. Clark is schooling the new president on Martin about Indianapolis and education and all kind of good things. This Afternoons with Amos for a Wednesday. Welcome back. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. We're talking on this 30th, we're talking on this anniversary of 20 years of WTLC AM, 20 years of Daily Black Talk Radio with Wendell Ray, former host of The Noon Show, Dane Middlebrook, the son of the former host of The Bottom Line, Thomas Griffin, one of the producers of The Bottom Line there in the studio. And I think I know I got a little bit of feedback because I know Dane's out on the road somewhere. Let me ask Wendell, one of the things that I was thinking of is when this idea was created, we didn't think this was going to be a program that we tried to inform and engage the community. We didn't know this program would make news or this whole idea would make news and get on television. And I remember Thomas and Wendell, the first time the television showed up, this was in the middle of, I think, one of the controversies involving Mamoja Jabu before he became a minister, back when he was with the Black Panthers. He came on the program. The TV station showed up, and I will never forget it. One of the cameras was Derek Thomas in his real young period, when he was young. And Reverend Ajabu, I can't even remember what Brother Ajabu said, but it got him in trouble, and it led to a court case that he was involved in, and that was the first time television came up, and that was maybe one of the memorable moments of the Noon Show. You know, there are shows that we did out on location, but that was one that kind of made news. Wendell, were there any things, you know, in your, you know, tenure that really made news, where all of a sudden, you know, what happened on that program, you know, got people buzzing on television and in the newspaper?
Well, I know there were a number of times that we had people in the studio to talk to them, and there would be reporters who would want to come and speak to them afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to that magnitude comes to mind, but I do recall some very significant programs that we had. One that had a lasting impression on me was when I was able to interview James Cameron, who, as you know, was one of the survivors of the infamous Marion lynchings.
Yes.
And he had such a compelling testimony about what had gone on in his life that night, where he was spared the ropes, so to speak, and went on, as we know, to establish the Black Holocaust Museum in Milwaukee, talking about all this, the lynchings that went, that took place across the country. But the most memorable show for me as host of the noon show was, we were, as you know, Amos, CBS affiliates, and we had just the blind luck of being on the air at the exact time that the O.J. Simpson verdict was read. And we carried that live and took comments from the community, and I think we also simulcast that particular broadcast on the FM. And I just remember now, especially in retrospect, how significant that event was, not only for people in Indianapolis, but obviously across the nation, who reacted in a very loud way to that verdict. And I think that probably for me is the show that stands out the most and is most memorable for me.
Dane Middlebrook and Thomas Griffin, anything in the bottom line that stands out as most memorable, most newsworthy? Thomas is nodding his head.
We did a series of the responsibility of the Black church to the community, and that caused such an uproar with some of our Black preachers, because obviously Willie Frank used to have a line that says, if you throw a rock into a pack of dogs, the only one that's going to make noise is the one that gets hit. And so if we hit a nerve with certain individuals in our community, we got a lot of pushback from that community as far as getting Willie off the air. They came down to the station. But I think that the importance of that particular show or that particular series was just saying that as a church community, we could do more. We could do better. And I don't know if it was received that way, but overall, I just thought it was a good subject matter, and I think we really hit the nail on the head.
Dane, is that the one you feel that was your dad's most memorable?
I would definitely piggyback on that, Thomas. I mean, as you were saying it, I was laughing because I was in the studio when he was speaking on it. And again, like you said, when he threw that rock and you had a couple of dogs get yelped at, that would definitely stick out to me being the most memorable because, again, he just wanted, he got so much backlash from that because, again, he wanted the churches and the community to, one, accountable for helping the community. He would cite all the time that when Black folks are in need back in the day, they would go to the church first, you know, and he didn't want the churches to be looked at as businesses as opposed to being a place where people could go to be helped. And again, like you said, you know, he turned on the light, you know, a lot of preachers who didn't want to be revealed for what they were doing in the dark, like you said, came on out and protested and wanted him to be removed from the air. And again, that stuck out to me as being one of the most memorable.
Let me ask the three of you. You know, we're talking 20 years of the community having an opportunity every day to express hopes, dreams, fears, frustrations. And at the time this idea was created, Washington was doing it with a lady by the name of Kathy Hughes. Somebody might have heard of her. On WOL, it was Bev Smith in Pittsburgh. I know there were folks in New York City doing it. They were doing it in Chicago. It was happening in Los Angeles and other cities. So this was not a new radical idea. Other African-American communities were used to this. It was new here because Breadbasket was basically a one-way program. The information was disseminated out on Saturday mornings. The program right after the news magazine on WTLC-FM on Sunday was more of a disseminating program. You know, Wendell, do you think that over these 20 years that institutions in our community are still not used to hearing publicly black folks praise and critique them all at the same time?
I don't know if they are not used to it. I know sometimes they're uncomfortable with it. I think that's because there tends to be a lack of movement sometimes when something happens. You know, we vent, but we don't do anything. And I think, again, that was one of the hallmarks of what Willie was trying to do, is not just to let you stand by and watch people do things to you or be a willing victim, but to go out and actually try and make something happen. So I don't know if institutions and politicians or elected and appointed officials have changed or will change unless that type of agitation continues from people who they represent.
Thomas Griffin?
I think that we need more of this. As I think at the end of the day, mainstream America kind of doesn't even know we exist. And at some point or another, because we are a diverse people, having more diverse opinions about us as a people, I think would just be the greatest thing since sliced bread. And knowing that we've been doing talk in Indianapolis for these long many years, and we still aren't, at least from my standpoint, looked at or considered as a integral part or a big-time player, so to speak, in the game. I just think that more talk in Indianapolis from a ethnic or a minority standpoint could do nothing but good.
Dane Middlebrook, if your dad, I know your dad's looking down, you know, and he kept the rain away from our location today. So tell him we thank him for that. If he were here today, what would he be saying?
That the cavalry ain't coming, you know. Creek Rose never gave way, you know. And again, you know, it's up to us to save us. So again, don't go with the status quo. Don't go with just whatever somebody else is saying and say, yep, yep, that's right. You know, be that one to stand up and actually do something. Get out there and make things happen. I mean, you have a voice. You have an opinion. And make sure that Daddy used to say all the time, I agree to disagree. You know, you don't have to go with just what somebody else says. You know, he made sure that the people who were in charge, the mucks that he used to call them, did what they said that they were going to do for our community. I remember after it was a week after Daddy passed that they finally paved the alley behind his house. I found that to be ironic. And you know, he would get on the radio every day and say, well, I rode my bike up to Carmel. They got their alley paid. Why can't I get my alley paid? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he just wanted he wanted an even playing field. You know, he wanted it
right
to be more or less the same there as it is here. If you understand what I mean.
I definitely do. Dane Middlebrook, thank you very, very much, you know, and thank your dad, he, you know, for continuing this legacy. Thomas Griffin, thank you. Wendell Ray now people are going to be listening and say, what's that Wendell Ray doing now? I know you've been in business. What you got going?
Yeah, my wife and I run a business, and that's one of the things that we're doing. She's a designer, and we're about to do some things there with that business, but when I'm not helping with the business, I'm also teaching broadcasting here at the Illinois Center for Broadcast. Yes, I'm an instructor. So I instruct aspiring broadcasters on how to do it the correct way, and it's been fun. I've been doing that for about a year and a half now.
That's great. Thomas Griffin says, "Don't teach him. Don't teach your students any of the tricks he had." Thomas Griffin. Thomas Griffin. Thank you as well. Thank you guys. When we come back, education. Martin University has joined forces with IPS. See, when you listen to the show Black Talk Radio, you learn stuff you didn't know before. Superintendent of IPS is in the house. President of Martin University is in the house. His newest employee at Martin University is in the house. You'll meet all of them and find out how you can take a waiver and turn that into something super positive. All this and more. It's After News with Amos, live from back in the day. We're at 2126 North Meridian Street. Dr. Clark didn't even know. He had forgotten this place even existed. It's After News with Amos after these.